Yo, Mindset Therapy, Real Talk Podcast. We back in full effect, baby. How my good people doing out there, man, in the land of the listening? What's good? Remember this, always listen to understand before you listen to respond. I'm going to say it again. Listen to understand instead of listening to respond. This is your man, Big Blaze, Anthony London, man. The host with the most. What's good with y'all? Man, God, it's been real good, man, to me and my family, everyone around me, man. You know, it's been happening. It's the world, man. Life is happening. It's happening out here everywhere, you know what I mean? But first and foremost, I would like to give thanks to God and His Son, Jesus Christ, who give me everything that I am and everything that I'm not and everything that I will be. Real rap. What's good with my people, man? We just politicking, man, on this late evening. This afternoon, you dig? Nah, just keeping it all gutted and real, man. I'm here for the streets. So how you guys doing, man? First and foremost, man, like I said, man, I give all glory and honor to the man. I want to just pray and I wish that each and every one of you guys are doing great and your families are even better. No doubt. Man, how you guys been doing? It's been a minute. It's been a while. Not that long, you know. Last time we talked, man, it was on the anniversary of the day, you know, I was shot, you know, and it was the 50th anniversary of that. You know, I done a podcast on that day because I felt like it was mandatory that I, you know, reach out and I share my experience on that day, especially on that day. You know, it's so much more to share about that, but I was able to, you know, to cut some nice material, you know what I mean? And I'm more than sure. I mean, from the numbers, look like, you know, you guys felt it and y'all gravitated with me. And that's energy. And I respect that. We gonna dive straight into it, man. What's the rap? What's the talk on the street? Now, check this out. Since the last time we spoke, Yes. Bill B. Bill C. Big Cosby is back on the block, baby. That's right. Bill Cosby is back amongst the free. In which I think he should have been anyway. You know what I'm saying? Keep it real, man. I think Bill Cosby should have been out here with us, man. I never felt in my heart that Bill Cosby was no predator. I never felt like Bill Cosby attacked our children. I never felt like Bill Cosby did anything wrong at that time. They was doing things like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you can go back to the case and think about it, he got convicted on something that was really illegal for them to charge him with because documents had been signed because certain individuals that was involved in that case was paid really, really handsomely. They was paid real money. And in that deal, the deal was they could never come back and bring up any charges. But on Bill's side, he was do a deposition of some kind, and they used that against him. But the individuals that was involved in Bill Cosby's case was grown women. I mean, grown man, grown whatever she is. It was grown, older, almost, you know, older than my mama. You know what I mean? I mean, well, probably not older than my mama, but yeah, she is older than my mama. Man, that woman is old. You know what I'm saying? But all that to say, man, she was grown. She was, you know, everybody was doing what they was doing at that time. You know, nobody can judge nobody. But to come back and to have something done like that done to an individual that has had paved the way for so many of us as a people, man, is just ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Things that's done in the past, but God, I can't judge you on your past because that's not who you are. That's something you did. You know what I'm saying? So I can't, especially me, you know what I'm saying? I can't judge nobody from their past. I know people do it, and it's going to be going on it was going on before we came. It's gonna be going on. You know, that's just the way society is. And I don't think it's right, but that's the way it go. Excuse me, but in all fairness, you know, Mr. Cosby didn't have a fair trial. Mr. Cosby was really, really butchered. He was tormented. He was dragged through the mud like a vicious animal. And he was locked away without fairness. You know what I'm saying? He was locked away without due process. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, and glory to God, all that was taken care of. And now this amazing father, grandfather, and staple of our community is back to share. You know, and I know a lot of people not gonna agree with me, but that's their opinion and that's how they feel. You know what I'm saying? But you got cats that's running around here worse than ever, raping children, getting away with it. The priest is molesting children, molesting women, still practicing religion. But you're going to take a man that had a wild night out with women that's of age that consented to the things that was going on, and you're going to try to lock him away like he's a stone bone serial rapist, man. That don't add up. It don't work like that. But, you know, that's how society saw it, and that's how the people said they wanted to do it. So, if you ask me, Bill took his lick, and he rolled out like a gangster, and he came back like a gangster. You know what I'm saying? God said hi, he looked low. Yeah, I feel like if Bill done something he ain't had no business, God wouldn't have never made it possible for him to get out. Here you got guys like Dylan Roop, and they going to jail without being touched. Killed a place full of prominent black religious leaders. You know what I'm saying? But again, I'm not the one to judge. I'm not going to judge that. I stay away from it before I judge it, because I don't know those individuals' mindset where they mental health was at that time, and they done whatever they done. Now, I don't have to like or understand what they do, but I'm not gonna sit here and say what I would do and what I wouldn't do or what I never done, because I'm not cut from that cloth. I won't do that. You know what I'm saying? Cause black, white, green, red, yellow. If you cut each and every person, they're gonna bleed red. In the story, you know, God made a human race, not black, white, Hispanic. He made human beings. Now, whatever race or creed or color you fell under, that was God's work. But you know, you're a human being to me, and I will continue to look at people as such. You know what I'm saying? Now, gonna talk about Bill. You know, Bill living large. Bill is home now. What about those brothers that don't have the money like Bill have? That don't have the family, that doesn't have the lawyer, that doesn't have the lawyer fees for several groundbreaking lawyers to be fighting for them? What about those brothers that's just stuck in there, that's on energy, that can't afford stoop, that's innocent, or that's in there doing time for a crime that really he should have been served his time for? What about those brothers? And that's one thing I respect about Mr. Cosby. The first thing he spoke and the first thing he said when he done his first interview, and he was like, man, look, I understand people lie. People don't tell the truth. But I know a personal fact that from being in there, they have people that's in there that shouldn't be in jail. And that was amazing, bro, because sometimes it takes you being put in a situation to understand what's really going on. And me personally, I think just from doing this prison time, you know, the time he was in there, I don't think Mr. Cosby gonna be ever the same. I think he's going to be more sentimental towards our brothers and sisters that's locked up and incarcerated, especially the ones that's overdue, that should be home right now. You know what I'm saying? Or the ones that's arrested and sentenced unjustly. Yes, I said unjustly because it's the truth. I'm from a place where they have a parish called Jefferson Parish, man. Louisiana is leading the state in convictions, but Jefferson Parish, that's inside the state of Louisiana, is leading Louisiana in convictions. So you got Louisiana leading the state and the parish inside Louisiana that's leading Louisiana in conviction rates. That's crazy. That's crazy. I'm talking about conviction of people, not just black, all colors, but black conviction rates of black young men and women is off the chain. Yes, it is. It's off the chain, man. So, you know, we have to be the voice for the voiceless sometimes. We have to speak up for those that's not in a position to speak and speak freely and speak up for those that hands are tied. You know what I'm saying? I've been there and done it. I know how it feels to be locked up 23-1. You know what I'm saying? I spent 2 years in a cell block, in a working cell block at that, 18 months in there. You know what I'm saying? But just think about coming out your cell, you know, an hour a day. You know what I'm saying? An hour a day. That's it. Shower. And probably, you ain't hitting and use no phone. But you're going to come out and be able to shower. But that's it. You know what I'm saying? No rec time, no nothing. Back to that cell. Back to looking at the walls. But, man, it's crazy because they're taking situations, really, really small situations, and turning them into big, big problems. Just like the young lady, you know, the Olympic racer, the young sister lost her mother and was away from home and going through emotional stress and decide to smoke some weed in Oregon. It was reported that she tested positive for a banned substance, which is marijuana. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no performance-enhancing steroids. It wasn't no performance-enhancing drugs. It was marijuana. The same substance that they've been damn near legalized in every state in the United States. In Jamaica, you can buy a pack of joints out the store like you buy a pack of Cool 50 Kings. And it's almost like that here, but in Oregon, it is freely. It's done on a regular, out in the open. You don't go to jail for it. But Ms. Richardson had everything took away from her because she was grieving her mother who passed away, you know. So is it right? No, I don't think it's right, but I do understand the rules. Do I think she should be stripped of being able to compete? No, I don't think she should be stripped, but I do think someone should have been on her side that understood the rules to protect the young sister, to protect a child. She's a child. Because if I'm not mistaken, Ms. Richardson is 19. You know, she basically, you know, a child, man. 45 years old, God bless her. You know, at 19, I couldn't tell you what I was crazy. So I can understand, man, she's blessed to be what she's at 19 and to get humiliated and punished and dragged through the mud because of she smoked illegal, what they call it, tobacco, herb, you know, marijuana, cannabis.
it's not sitting right. It's not sitting right for me. You know, they get out there and mulch. When the police kill, you know, one of us, the police violate, why they not getting out there and mulching for her? You know, because that's not right. That's unjustly. You know, because if it's legal, why it's not? Well, that's like double jeopardy. You know what I'm saying? It's legal, but she getting punished for it. But she can't go to jail for it. And it don't enhance none of her skills. But what it does, though, it calms you down and helps you cope with the next step. Now, dude, I would be wrong if I say I agree with her making a choice to do it, because I don't. But she did. Should she be punished so harshly? That's the question. I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? I don't think she should be stripped of everything like that. Just like she shot up some steroids or something. Or is it that the other countries are that scared of this young sister that they know that they will succumb to her speed because she's so naturally blessed that they had to make an issue out of the cannabis and get her disqualified from the Olympics, period? She can't even run in a relay from what I read, you know? So I don't know. We need to get behind this young lady and support her and give her some love and understanding. Not amen her decision for breaking the rule, which was a rule, don't get me wrong, but should the rule be in place? Should that rule be a part of enhancing, performing enhancing drug? I don't think it should. Not for any sport, let alone track and field. But rules are rules, and I teach my kids, my boys, to follow the rules, and that's the rules. And I just blame everybody around this young sister. I blame her support group. Even if they were smoking, they should have been like, man, look, no, Shakira, no, 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 look, nah, we ain't gonna do this right now. Matter of fact, they shouldn't even been doing it wrong, but to give it a temptation. Let's go deal with the grief in another week. That's what a team is for. To catch you while you slipping. To be there for you when you falling off. That's what a real team is supposed to be. So I blame all those grown fools that was around this little sister and allow her to hit the blunt or hit the joint or do whatever, the edible or whatever she done. I blame those people, man. I think everybody around this young woman should be just sent home and don't never come around her no more. Period. Because you're not for her better. You're not for her better good. You're not for the well-being of this young sister, this child, this baby. 19 years old. I got a daughter that's 18. I thank God she don't smoke. Now, will she grow up and decide to do it? I don't know. I know I don't. You know what I'm saying? But I don't judge. I don't knock. I don't say this and that. Nah, man. Because when you grown and all your ducks is in a row, you can do what you want to. You can smoke a tree if you want to. But all your priorities in life, you have everything set in stone. That's the business. That's it right there. You have everything you got to have in line. Because if you do, if your bag right, your business right, your house right, your money right, everything set right, smoke what you want to smoke. Hey. But don't put that over your, don't prioritize that over the things you need to be doing. And that's my fuss with the young brothers in the NBA, in the NFL. Y'all know they tripping on y'all. Y'all know they taking y'all money for this. Chill out, fall back. Don't allow them to take your money because you won't get high. That's not right. That's showing them weakness. You know what? Look, yeah, just throw the marijuana on. They gonna smoke. You know what I'm saying? Let's take another $1.5 million from for another drug test. Get another one, we're gonna take another $500. Get another one, we're gonna keep going up. And these young brothers and sisters are falling for it. Giving away their hard-earned money. They not out there playing ball with y'all. They not out there putting that body to work. Y'all are. And I understand what the marijuana does. I do. I have a full understanding. But if it's in the guidelines right now and it's saying you can't do it, man, don't put your bag. Don't put that over your bag. Secure your family. Secure that, man. Make sure your mother and your guardians or whoever bought with you through this craziness, that they'll never have to worry about that money again. Not just because you have money, that don't say it's gonna be peaches and cream. No, it's not. That just means you're not gonna have to worry about money. And it'll help you deal with everything a little better. And if you don't secure your bag and understand your bag and learn how to invest your bag and secure your bag, you're gonna lose it. I don't care how much they give you. So, you know, let's get our priorities right first before we decide to go have a smoke fest and celebrate. That's all I'm saying. And I'm talking to the people that's around these young brothers and sisters, man. Y'all around these, man, y'all, come on, show them y'all love them. Big homie rules. You know what the big homie rules? Big homie makes sure little homie don't lose. Straight up. Big homie makes sure little homie get what he never had a chance to get. And supersede that shit. Excuse my French. Big homie rules. I know my little homies ain't losing around me. I know I'm gonna make sure I sacrifice and hey, no, you tripping. Put that, get in that, put that down, man. Go sit down somewhere. No, man. Look what you about to throw away. Man, give me that, man. Ain't none of that. No, come on, let's go. No, we don't gotta go do nothing. We gotta go set our butt down and take care of our business. That's what we gotta go do. Now, we can lock this door and we can get it on if you want. But you won't beat me up before you go out here and do anything. And I think you're going to beat me bad, so you're going to have to take me to the hospital. So you ain't going to have time enough to go do what you want to do. Because you're going to have to take me to the hospital because I'm going to make you kill me. That's what kind of love got to be there, bro. Don't just beat up for the yag with the yag. No, man. Don't just beat up because you want to party. If you're going to be under these young people with these blessings, man, you lead them in the right way. Please. They need us. Because they're not using common sense these days. They throw common sense away. Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast, man, we getting it, man. We dropping the jewels, baby, jewels. Down up in the boot, man. I'm praying for you. Keep your head up, soldier. I admire you, man. You're a giant. I'm praying for your queen, your wife, man. God got y'all in the palm of his hands. What he got for y'all, no man can take, man. You keep on holding it down, man. I'm praying for a speedy recovery, man, for your wife. You know what I mean? No doubt, bro. You already know what's understood, don't need to be explained. Say less. You know what it is. Stay strong. Stay focused. Stay fast, my brother. Keep dropping the jewels you drop, man. Because we need them. We need them, man. Keep talking to them young bloods, man. Keep them focused. Keep them on that path, man. Keep them chasing that ball, man. Keep the head on the right track, man. You know? Keep them out that lane. Just because we was in that lane, we don't have to see them going that lane. Nah, let's switch it up. But because I went down that lane and crashed out, man, I don't want you to do it. Believe that. Believe that, man. It's Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast, man. I love this, man. Thank y'all for y'all support. Thank you for my support, guys, man. Thank you for everybody that comes through with their sponsors, man. And just keep me going, man. And keep me motivated, man. Everybody, man. Strong people need strength, too. Everybody needs somebody. And I'm gonna quote something from one of my grillers. He said, "We ain't got to worry about nobody letting us set up their team. Nah, we gonna create our own team. We gonna create our own team. Nobody ain't gonna have to let us set up their team, because we gonna have our own team. Come on, man. Say less, man. I love y'all, man. Continue looking out for Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast. You can catch me on YouTube, Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast. Put it in a search engine, you're gonna see me pop up. I'm on Spotify, Real Talk, Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast, man, on Spotify. On Anchor as well. Same thing, Mindset Therapy 504 Real Talk Podcast. That's on Anchor. You gotta put the 504 on Anchor, but everywhere else, Mindset Therapy. You're gonna get in Real Talk Podcast. You can't miss me. You can't miss me, man. God bless y'all, man. Continue being great. Continue smiling. Continue holding your head up, man. And continue rocking for the right things, man. It ain't about what people see you do, it's about what you do when people can't see you. Listen to me. It ain't about what you do in the outside. It's about what you doing when nobody ain't looking. Let's get it. This your host with the most, man. Until next time, Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast. Get at me, baby. Anchor Live. Thank you. I appreciate y'all, man. God bless. Let's go.